Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Mind Your Subconscious podcast. Today I will be talking with Lisa Nguyen all about the dragon year, the year of the dragon in the Chinese zodiac sign. What is it all about? Why do you need to know about this? Who of the zodiac signs will feel this energy the most? And how can we harness the year of the dragon the best? How can we harness its energy the best? And how can we use it in our relationships, with business, with our health, and with money? We talk about all of that today with Lisa Nguyen, who is a master certified coach and master energy worker who has studied and taught all over the world, kneeling at the feet of Eastern masters and then being asked to mentor them in return. She has been studying the field of energetics for almost 30 years and has been an entrepreneur for as long. She combines kick-ass entrepreneurship with energetic mastery, deep spiritual practices, human design, and work with spirit teams, ascended masters, and more. Lisa has taught coaching and leadership in dozens of countries and many corporations, organizations, and even a couple of governments, and her work has won global awards for organizational impact and sustainability. She is a mom, a granny, and a dog mom. Welcome to this episode, and let's get into the conversation now.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Your Subconscious. And today we are here with Lisa Nguyen. And Lisa, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm a mum, I'm a granny, I'm a dog mum. I'm a master certified coach. I've been coaching for almost that, like 25, 30 years. I have just basically traveled the world and various occupations, learning all about the body, the mind, the soul, the spirit. And then I just combine it all with like a kick-ass entrepreneurship and deep spiritual practice.
Okay, beautiful. And today we're here to talk about the dragon year that is 2024. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about that? What does that entail? What does that mean?
So this is, I love Chinese astrology. It's like China is sort of my soul home. I've been there almost 50 times. I'm going for my 50th time in a few weeks, actually. And it just brings this, it's another language for source energy. So, you know, whether you're talking about astrology or Chinese astrology or channeling or anything, I think they're all just different languages that source use to speak to us. So the dragon year, in alignment with what you've probably had lots of people speaking about, is about power. Essentially, the dragon is about power. He's the only mythical character. He is the embodiment of past emperors. He brings power, wealth. He's amazing for business and relationships. As long as you show up and do the work, he's sort of got this sort of tribal aspect. You show up and do what you're meant to do, and I'm going to create all sorts of wealth and magic for you.
That's beautiful. And is there any signs that are being more affected by the year of the dragon than others, or is it everybody?
So everybody's being affected by that universal energy for sure. There are, like, if you look to it, Chinese astrology, there are certain signs that officially are going to be luckier than others. So dragons are going to be the luckiest of all, and that's not always the case. Like, I'm a monkey, so a monkey in a monkey year has to be a little bit careful, whereas a dragon in a dragon year, like, they're nailing it because they're already in that frequency of showmanship and wanting center stage and leadership. Monkeys, we're also in for a really good year. Roosters are the besties of the dragon. So the rooster's going to have an amazing year. I scribbled these down because I was sure you'd ask me, and I was just like, tuning in for which ones. And there is another notice. Oh, of course, pigs. Pigs are in for a great year. Another really good year. But everybody, it's about power. So like the ox, the rabbit, the dog, they're much less showy characters. So they might find it more uncomfortable being in the dragon energy, but it's still an invitation for them to dig deep into what their relationship with power is and show up in an authentic way. Tiger, snakes and horses might feel like they're not getting the spotlight and other people are, but it's really important to recognize they're moving through something. So next year, for instance, is the year of the snake. And then all the dragons going to have a bit of a probably power hangover. And then the tiger, the snake and the horse are going to really come through. And rats and sheep, going to be quiet, you know, sort of like working away. And then they're just going to appear in moments of glory and probably go back under. But everybody can tap into this power of this energy of the dragon and his power.
And tell us a little bit more about how would you do that? Like, how do you go about tapping into the power of the dragon year? What are some things that you can do? What are some, I don't know, practices, some rituals or whatever? How can you use the year of the dragon the most?
So a lot of people, I've seen lots of people on Facebook and things grabbing it and saying, embrace your inner dragon. I don't know that that's the best idea, because this is about understanding who we are, like being introspective to the extent of, like, imagine I'm a monkey. If I were to embrace my inner dragon, there would be chaos, absolute chaos. Can you imagine if all the monkeys suddenly got dragon energy? So this is about saying, you know, what am I, the dragon is going to bring forward all your most positive traits. So really look at, this is not a time to be shy or self-deprecating. This is a time to say, even if I express it quietly, what am I amazing at? What is the power I clearly came here to hold? And so the more you know who you are in your sign, but also just who you are in your soul, and you marry that with the dragon. So first of all, make absolutely sure that you're owning your gifts. Don't be shy. You don't have to shout them out. You have to be them and embody them. And then what does it mean to take each of them next level? Like as a monkey, we're super creative. So what is the next level of creativity I could bring to my business? Yeah. Horses really, that, you know, they're steadfast, they're reliable. What's the next level of owning that and being empowered in your ability to keep moving? And it's really important to look at where you resist leadership this year, because this energy is calling us into a new form of leadership. So if you have fears about leadership, if you entangle leadership with like being authoritarian, if you entangle leadership with bad experiences, you need to take all that apart and come to the raw energy of what you believe leadership is.
That is beautiful. Okay. And how would you say, first of all, is there, I think I've heard that there's like an enemy sign or a sign that is like, you know, like opposite of the dragon. Is there one sign that is like that this year?
I think I don't use the whole thing about enemy signs, because it's all about relationship. And there will be, you know, in life, there'll be some people that you gel best with, like roosters and dragons. They've got that energetic frequency that matches. And then, for instance, your sort of oxes, rabbits, dogs, they don't hold dragon energy. You know, they hold a less showy energy. So that's sort of, you imagine in the playground, they're the kids who get on with things, who do what they're meant to do, and maybe feel a bit resentful of the kids who get all the attention. But it's not about sort of being their enemy. It's about recognizing that there might be some inspiration to take from those kids. And there might also just be that I'm different and I show up differently in life.
I love that interpretation. Beautiful. Love it. Okay. And so what would you, what are your, what is your advice for us harnessing the dragon energy in business, particularly other than in regards to leadership?
So in business, the dragon is about prosperity. He's going to bring so much prosperity. Excuse me. He's going to bring so much prosperity, but this is not a year to just lean back, you know? This is a year people, I hear so much people talk about feminine energetics online, and I understand the concept. This is a yang year. You know, this is a year to, yes, own all the healing that we've done in the yin water rabbit year, to not suddenly go into hustle. You know, this is the invitation this year, is to show up, take action, tell the universe what you want. But don't then lie on the chaise long waiting for it, you know? So you need to be super clear in business exactly what you want. You've got to say it. Like, remember, it's very unattractive not to ask for what you want. Yeah. You know, there's people who, we just had this with a family thing where we were trying to please one person and she wouldn't just tell us what she wanted. And everyone was running around trying to make it right and guessing. And then afterwards she's like, well, I knew what I wanted and you didn't give it to me. You could have just told us, right? If you knew, you could have just told us. And that's how the universe feels. You know, if you don't ask for what you want. So ask for what you want, lean into it, heal anything between you and what you like asking for what you desire. Ask for what you want and show up for it. You know, what do you need to be doing in order for this energy to move through you? So it's really about catching a ride on the energy rather than thinking it's going to just do it for you. And just own that your power, like own your power in your business. Make sure you're applying it your way, not doing what other people tell you to do.
Yeah, I think that's very important for sure. And what would you say is the best advice now in the dragon year for our health? How can we really take up everything that we can in the dragon year to improve our health and to make it the best?
So, this is a really important question in the dragon year, because in this year where it's all about power, it would be super easy to go back into burnout. And so, through the yin water rabbit year, hopefully, people have really worked on their standards, their boundaries, how they look after themselves. Keeping those going, putting those in first, making sure that as you get drawn into the energy, like the dragon year brings vitality and health and this youthful spring-like yang energy. But if we're not used to it, we can just slip into hustle and burn out. So make space, you know, make sure that you are able to do the things that you need every day. All the work we've done last year will see us through. The excitement, the energy will, but you need to be scheduling, like do that yang thing of scheduling your self-care, put it in first. One of the story about the dragon in the order in the zodiac was that everyone, there was this big race to determine who was going to be head of the Chinese zodiac. And everyone knew that it would be the dragon. And they all lined up, and the rat said to the ox, like, could you give me a hand over the river? Because that's going to be really difficult, and then I'll help you. So there was this sort of deal made between the rat and the ox. The dragon was just, you know, knew it was going to win, didn't bother with any of that. As soon as it rose into the air to go and run the race, it heard everybody in the east crying out because there was a drought. So the dragon took himself off to bring the rain. He brings the weather, and he brought water and rain, and he, you know, solved all the drought problems. And then by the time he got to the end of the race, the rat had conned the ox and had won the race, and the dragon actually came in fourth. Now the dragon doesn't worry about that. That's not a problem for the dragon, but I think it's a sign of where we could lose our health in 2024 if we're always answering other people's calls first rather than answering our own call and then being available to the others.
And how would you say, give me 1 second, I think my internet is a bit weird. If I move, maybe that's going to help. So what happened last year? What was the year last year in which Chinese zodiac sign was last year in, and what was the energy there?
So 2023 was the yin water rabbit. So the yin water rabbit, that's triple yin energy. It's all the feminine energy. And it's like water is yin, the rabbit is yin. So last year was about deep introspection and healing. And so it felt very challenging for a lot of people, because every time you felt like you'd healed something, it would come back around again for you to heal it at the next level, because you've got a higher level of consciousness to now tackle the same thing. So last year, if you didn't know what was happening in the energetics, it could feel quite defeating. But actually, it's this, in Chinese philosophy, we have the yin and the yang, and often yin and yang are talked about as somehow opposites. But if you look deep into the yin, you see pure yang. And if you look deep into the yang, you see pure yin. So what we have is this threefold yin energy of the yin water rabbit. And think of it as like crone energy, like wise old woman energy, winter energy. And she's been there healing us, showing us what we need to mend. And then now the spring comes through and the little saplings come through. That's the energy of the yang wood dragon. So this yin water rabbit, think about the old grandmother. She doesn't just watch her grandson come through and then disappear and not watch him. She stays and she watches him and she holds space for him. So we so often talk about sort of yang energy holding space for yin, which is such an oversimplification, because this year the yin energy is holding space for the yang. Yeah. So we have this deep, deep yin energy, and we're merging now into the dragon year. So we want to hold all that healing and not think, oh, thank God that's over with.
And because you mentioned wood as well. Is it this year now any yin or not anymore? Like, I mean, yes, as the healer and she watches over us, but the year in particular, is it more yang energy, or how is it?
This year is much more yang energy. So we sort of alternate yin to yang years, but then the degree of yin or yang does shift. So I say last year was just pure yin energy, like it was almost impossible to get very much done because there just wasn't that yang energy there. This year it's like, I would say, like, energetically it's two-thirds yang, you know, like if you've got a little boy and he's out playing, you wouldn't just leave him on his own. It's that sort of, he's doing most of the work, but we're watching him, that kind of space. And wood is also super prosperous in China because wood fuels the fire. So wood makes the year even more powerful. So we've got powerful yang energy, powerful wood energy, and then the ultimate energy in Chinese philosophy, the dragon.
Okay,
it's all about power.
Okay. And how are numerology and Chinese zodiac signs connected? Because I know it's also an 8 year in numerology, which is also a lot about prosperity and about abundance. So how are these two connected?
So I think the thing is that I say all of the different systems are connected. For me, I just dabble in numerology, really. But I love that, like when you look at the tree, there's always that connection, the energetic connection is there. So yes, universal eight energy is also obviously power, wealth, abundance. It's all the same energy, and we've got this massive raw potential there.
It is, and what I love about it is that also February was the number one month. That was all the new beginnings. And January actually was a number nine month, which was no, it's not, the new year is not starting yet. So if you've been feeling a little slow in January, like the start actually came in February only, when we look at numerology. So that I thought that was really interesting. Also, the year of the dragon started in which date exactly?
The year of the dragon actually started 4th of February. I mean, the Lunar New Year is the 10th, but the dragon year starts on the 4th. Yes, apparently.
Okay, yeah, very interesting. I love how these two are so connected, super connected. Okay, so what would you say is the best advice for our love life in 2024 in regards to the Year of the Dragon?
So again, it's a really powerful year for relationships because the dragon holds this energy of relationship of I put into the pot, you put into the pot, and together we create more than the sum of our parts. But also the dragon, when he's overplayed, the sort of low frequency can be arrogance and a sort of egotistical and I know best. And it can fall into power for the sake of power. And we can see that globally, right? So the dragon year, it's interesting. I won't say it here, but it's interesting when you start looking at which world leaders were dragons and when they came into power in dragon years and how they're playing out right now. So this is a year to, especially this month, like the energetics of this month, to watch for where we fall into black and white thinking, or this and that thinking, polarized thinking, and to actually like imagine being a third eye in the relationship, or actually energetically make your relationship something that sits here, you sit there, you sit there. Sort of play with opening up your thinking, opening up your awareness. And remember that the other person might be getting sucked into this energy of the dragon, this energy of feeling like they've got to be more powerful or almost sort of feeling pugnacious. And just notice and have compassion for that because that's conditioning. It's not when we really look at the essence of what we love about ourselves, and then we bring that to the essence of what we love about somebody else, those two pure essences come together in this lifetime for a reason. What is that reason? Like, who do you need to be together in order for that reason to come into fruition? That's the level of curiosity I'd be bringing to relationship this year.
Okay, thank you so much. And is there anything that you haven't mentioned yet that is very, very important for the Year of the Dragon for us? Any area that you want to cover? Anything that you want to say in regards to that?
We should talk about money.
Good. I
So,
mean, number eight, dragon, okay.
yeah, exactly. So, and yes, like business is really highlighted this year. So, absolutely, that's going to be this. There's no reason why this shouldn't be like the most prosperous year you've ever had in your business this year. It really should be. But when it comes to money, the dragon brings a lot of wealth. When you show up for it, when you ask for it, but it's really important to have a level of prudence about that. So, I see sometimes people talking about like if you really believed in money, you would spend the money that comes in. I hear all sorts of things about that, but this is a year for investments. So it's not a year for, like the dragon in Western mythology sits on a pile of money and doesn't share it and kills anyone who comes close. That's not the Eastern dragon at all. The Eastern dragon is super generous, but he's not just throwing money away. So this is a great year to look at your investments, to look at your yang money management. Do you take care of money when it arrives? Are you making sure that you're not being fear-driven with money, but that you are investing it? Speak to a financial advisor. Don't listen to too many money coaches. Listen to a financial advisor this year a little bit. You know, like grow your abundance, but also grow your money management at the same time.
Okay, great. Is there another area that we haven't covered that you wanted to mention? We had relationships, business, health, money. What about growth, spiritual growth, or like our own evolution? What about that?
So definitely the energy, the thing I've been talking about this week, like on social media and things, like it's really, I feel this strongly in the energy this week, is this energy of stepping into who you came here to be. Like really, we need to get closer this year to activating our remembrance codes. Those codes, and I feel like the veil is very thin between our human and our soul this year. So this is a destiny year. It's not a fated year. You know, obviously there'll some fate might come through, but destiny is about the results of our choices. Like I feel like every single y month this year could be a learning experience. Like, who am I here to be? What does it mean to show up like that? Have a go, play with it. Don't sit there being safe, waiting for things to happen. So as this energy is coming in waves this year, think about the dragon, like he's super fluid, right? So it's not like the energy's coming in like this at us. It's coming in hard and fast, but it's also flowing through, and there will be surges, like where imagine sometimes the dragon's going to whip his tail and there'll be this, wow, all this energy coming in. We need to be able to stay super grounded, centered, knowing who we are. And that allows us to absorb flows of energy and let it move through us and let it move us. You know, let it sort of stir up these ancient memories, these ancient codes that are locked in us that are saying, like, remember, this is who you came here to be. This is a year where accessing our soul blueprint should be so much easier than it's been. Because we've done that healing, we're here to step into something, to shift something. And in the dragon year, it can go badly wrong. You know, you can get literally burnt, right, in the dragon year, because other people who don't have that level of consciousness are coming in with, I want power. And they feel that this is the year where they can grasp power and where they can shake people with their power. So there's this beautiful softness of power where we stay grounded, we stay centered, we know who the hell we came here to be, and we tap into that energy and let it move us and move us. So keep centering yourself, keep grounding yourself, but opening yourself to the power and allow it to just keep changing you, and then ask, who am I now? Who am I now? Oh, yes, I remember. And when you hear those soul whisperings, make sure you've got time to journal them out, to listen to them. If you've got a coach that knows how to access them, get your coach to help you do that. Because this is a constant act of remembering, embodying this year.
Powerful. Okay. And now I kind of have a personal, more personal question. And it's about, I have, so, you know, when you think about the Chinese zodiac signs, right, they're all living creatures, and the dragon is the only one that's quote unquote mystical. However, do you know, or do you believe, or have you studied anything about the dragon actually having been real in past times as well?
So obviously dragons have that they're in Chinese mythology, they are a collection of real animals. So there'll be the claws of one animal, the legs of another, the hind legs of another. So they are this puzzle of all the most powerful parts of all the most powerful animals. So yes, they've absolutely existed in all the animals, but they're an amalgamation of them all.
Okay, great. And is there anything else now that you want to mention on the dragon year, the energy of the dragon that we have not covered yet?
Fun. I think that's such an important aspect of self-love, but also the dragon. You think about the dragon in Chinese, in China, in the East. He's colorful. He doesn't look like a dinosaur and kill princesses the way he does in the West. In the East, he's this vibrant, flowing expression of pure creative yang energy. And there's so much energy around in the West, especially. I see a lot of this online. There's almost a judgment of yang energy, like masculine energy is less than somehow. And it's really important to recognize that. And I see people say like feminine energy is creative. I don't think so. That's not actually, if you really look at the dynamics, you can't create anything without yin and yang energy. The yang energy is the south side of the mountain. It's the warmth, it's the ambition, it's the positivity. The yang energy is what brings the spark. Like until an egg is fertilized, it's entirely passive. It's just floating around like a blob in space. It's not setting its sights on anything. It's not choosing anything. It's just waiting to be chosen. And then the minute the yang energy comes in, it creates this electric field around it, and there is a union, and then the creation starts. So let's not vilify the yang energy. Let's celebrate yang energy in 2024. Let's heal our relationship with it, because a lot of the times when I see people clinging to yin energy is somehow better, actually, it's honestly, I think it's spiritual bypassing. It's how it's like healing bypassing, because rather than really heal our relationship with yang, we're just saying, well, the yin was better anyway. Yang's just there to support the majesty of the yin. No, like literally no. They are there. That if you look at the yin yang sign, they're absolutely equal. One is within the other, and the magic happens in the friction between the two. The magic is not created in the yin or the yang, it's created in that friction between the two, that third part of the yin yang sign. So let's really embrace yang energy. Let's give it credit. Let's own it. Let's allow it to bring fun and creativity, and let's unleash the dragon yang energy to be fully potent.
I love this perspective because it's one that you really don't hear a lot, especially in the coaching scene, especially online. You don't hear that perspective. And I think it's also very important just because we need both to create, like you said. Like if you want to create a child in like a human child or an animal child or whatever, like it always needs both. So it has to be there. It has to be there. There's no child without the masculine energy or without the creation part of that. So beautiful perspective. Thank you for sharing that. And where is it that people can find you?
Facebook is the perfect place to find me. I'm there a lot. Or Instagram. Instagram is I am Lisa Wynn, in case you've forgotten. Facebook, my personal profile, Lisa Wynn. I love hanging out there. They're the places I'm most active. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And we'll put all of those in the podcast notes so you guys can access that without a problem at all. And then, Lisa, is there something that you want to share? Something, maybe share some resources where people can get more acquainted with Chinese astrology that are trusted by you, just because there's so much out there. And like you can start literally on Google, but I guess you have better resources than just Google.
Yeah, actually, I'm almost there. I was hoping I'd be able to just give you the link direct to it for a guide to the Dragon Year. And also there's a section for each of you to go to see what your animal is if you don't know yet, and see what you should be looking out for and how to maximize the Dragon Year. So I've given you a list, a note, access to my newsletter. So I will announce it through there, and I'll announce it on social media. So that's coming out, should be this week or beginning of next week at the latest. So watch for that. That's the best. I've done so much research on it. I would love to just recommend that, to be honest.
That's great. And by next week, when the podcast is coming out, we can already include it in a note. So that's good. Okay, perfect. So, Lisa, thank you so much for being here, for sharing your time and your wisdom and your knowledge. I appreciate you. And thank you for coming on.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Love this episode of Mind Your Subconscious? Subscribe, rate, and leave a review on whichever platform you're listening. It's very much appreciated. Thank you so much.